Dog Tales, number 34, Honest Sam. In 1867, Sam and Clemens and William Swinton hatched the idea of becoming syndicated Washington correspondents. One day, they were living on $24 a week and they needed $3. Swinton was a Scotchman and a Presbyterian, and he had faith that the Lord will provide. Clemens was not so sure. Clemens spent the morning hunting for some way in the world that he was going to get the $3. Not having any luck and low in his faith, he sat down dejected at a hotel. Presently, a dog came along and befriended him. It rested its jaw on Sam's knee and looked at him and gave his wag of his tail. As Sam petted the dog, a well-dressed man came along and was attracted to the dog's expressive eyes. He gave the dog a pat on the head and a stroke on its silken hair. "Is that dog for sale?" the man asked. Sam considered this a strange sign from above, but was not prepared to argue with things arranged on high. "Yes, sir," he promptly responded. "It'll be $3. The man offered to pay more than 10 times that amount for such a wondrous dog, but Sam was not willing to take advantage of something sent from heaven. He firmly said, "No, sir, the price is $3. The man paid Sam and took the dog in his arms and disappeared upstairs. Presently, a gentle-faced middle-aged gentleman came along, looking here and there, with concern written all over his face. "Is it a dog you're looking for?" Sam asked. The man's face brightened immediately. "Have you seen him?" he asked. "Yes, sir," said Sam. "Just wait here, and I'll get him for you." Sam, his conscience greatly relieved, caught up with the well-dressed man, explained that the dog was not his to sell. He returned the ill-gotten $3 and took the dog down to its rightful owner, who, filled with gratitude, gave Sam $3 as a just reward. This tale is told by Samuel Clemens in his autobiography. Twain concludes chapter 30 with these words, quote, "Now then, that is the tale. Some of it is true," end quote. And I add, that is Sam's tale, more or less. You can read the tale in his own words in The Autobiography of Mark Twain, edited by Charles Nider, Harper & Row in New York in 1959. It's on pages 155 to 159. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.